Cook County Higher Education in Grand Marais is taking part in a program called PCs for People. Higher Education Director Paula Sundet-Wolf joins us now for more about it. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning.
PCs for People.
Yes. PCs for People is an organization that's been in existence since about 1998. The main depot is in the Twin Cities in St. Paul. And it recently came to our attention through part of the MERC project, which is, I'm not even going to go into another explanation of what that is, but that we could actually become a depot up here in Cook County. And there's not one in Duluth. So that means that we would be the next local spot. There are other depots throughout part of Minnesota, but having a place here in Cook County to distribute PCs, which include laptops and desktops, to people, ideally people who have financial need, also people who are not familiar with the technology, you know, they've never had a computer before. That's our primary audience. We're not going to turn others away, but that's really who it's for. I mean, if you can afford to go out and buy your own computer, why would you come to us? But it's also been helpful for different organizations, too. So it's not just about individuals. So, for instance, we had one for the Care Partners program. They had a need for that. So that's a really good fit for more than just individuals.
So for organizations, then, are we talking basically nonprofits?
Technically, a struggling small business or something would also be a good candidate as well. So it's an exciting thing that we can do this. We've given away, since we started, 22, 20 of which were done this last year. So
when did you start? New.
We just started last October.
So, and you are officially a depot?
Yes, okay. We are.
What does that mean to be a depot?
It means that we can pick up computers from PCs for People at their cost, and then we have volunteers that will go down there to pick them up, and then we make a slight increase in that amount just so we can cover some of our expenses that we have in the process, and sometimes even give a very small stipend to anybody who goes down to St. Paul to pick up the desktops or laptops. Because we're a nonprofit, because we're a part of a MERC project, we were able to request that we be a depot. So that was just by asking.
Well, amazing, and huh? Are they brand new computers? Are they refurbished computers, donated?
Yeah, they're donated to PCs for People, and they're refurbished, which kind of gets to the other question of, no, we will not take your computers. There's just no way. That's a horrible landmine that we don't even wish to step on. So,
so you're passing out computers, you're not taking in computers.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. It's possible we would consider laptops, because we could take them down there, and then they would refurbish them, and so that would fit in, but there's just no way. We don't have the resources.
You're a distribution center.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're gearing toward lower income, maybe people who've never had that experience making that a part of communication in their life. And nonprofits.
And the age range, too, high school students through seniors. So it's a pretty broad range of possibilities.
Is there any... I've never had a computer. This is all brand new to me. Can you help point them in the direction to some help?
Yes, we can. That gets a little bit trickier. There's been a big community question of who should be responsible for that. One of the cool things that's happening at the Senior Center in Grand Marais is that they're working with middle school students who are doing some training for elders. So if you're an older adult, that's the number one place I would send you, is to work with them. I think that's exciting to have that mixed generation education piece. We can do a little bit of help, but an adult basic ed has done programs for people. If you're working on either a career or schooling, I don't know what their criteria is. It changes on a regular basis. Yeah, there's options. We're still struggling with that question as well. What we've discovered, actually, is that it's not just that you can have an intro course and take care of it. It's that everybody's individual needs are completely different. So it really does take some one-to-one work. And sometimes we can send people in the direction of volunteers to help.
Sure. Well, and maybe hearing this, there's another opportunity just waiting to spring to life.
Well, absolutely. And one of the things that we would like to create is actually a volunteer force, so to speak, for helping people learn how to use their computer. And really it does. It's kind of like a master gardening. And I know Extension has considered this and has done it in the past, but it's a matter of who organizes it. And that's what's missing right now, is somebody who would be interested in leading that kind of I don't know, charge.
Well, if someone out there with that skill set is listening this morning, there's their opportunity to make a positive difference. Yeah. Now, geographically, are we distributing besides Cook County, maybe over into Lake and St. Louis County, or are you focused just here in this county?
Well, certainly our primary emphasis is Cook County, but we've also distributed in Duluth, partly because that particular client had connections up here, and they felt, and we work with Human Services and HDC to make those connections too, and they felt that was a really good candidate, so we did. And certainly with Lake County as well, because that's a great fit for us as well. So all up and down the shore, we've done that, so. Yes. Absolutely.
Great opportunity then for anyone here between here and down into Duluth then.
And the applications are available at Cook County Higher Education. We're located at 300 West 3rd Street in Grand Marais. We can send them out to you. The cost for laptops is $185. Desktops are $65. Oh, and you asked how old they are. And they're generally around anywhere from 3 to 8 years old. So it just depends. And they're generally in very good condition, generally have good memory. Some of the laptops we've discovered have old batteries. Once in a while, they don't even take a charge. So sometimes, you know, there's choices. We can send things back if it's a real problem, but you have to wait. And there is an enormous waiting list. Well, we try to get them. And that's, again, asking for volunteers. So if you're heading down to St. Paul, PCs for People is located at 1481 Marshall Avenue in St. Paul. So if that address sounds familiar or close. Mm-hmm. And it's actually quick because normally there's a big long line and you can just go to the head of the line because they'll have them sitting out for us. We try to get down there if we can, somebody to go down once a month. So we really appreciate that they're setting these aside for us.
Great. So there's another volunteer opportunity. You always need someone to maybe pick up a few computers and bring them home.
Yep.
All right. We've been speaking with Paula Sundet-Wolf of Cook County Higher Education. To apply for a reduced-cost computer through the PCs for People program, stop by Higher Education Campus at 300 West 3rd Street in Grand Marais or call them for more information at 387-3411. Thanks, Paula.
Yep. Thanks. Appreciate it, Tracy.